The committee constituted to look into the case in which a substance initially tested to be cocaine, later turned out to be sodium bicarbonate, began sitting yesterday. The committee, headed by an appeals court judge, Mrs. Justice Agnes Doji, was set up at the instance of the Chief Justice, Mrs. Justice Georgina Theodora Wood. Three persons appeared before the committee at his first sitting. The three, all policemen, were at a point in time involved in the case. Mrs. Justice Agnes Doji stressed that the committee was not set to retry the case, but to establish the circumstances under which the substance description had changed over time. Augustus Akwi reports.
First to appear before the sitting was Detective Corporal Thomas Ahinkase. According to him, on the 28th of August 2008, the accused at the center of the case, Nanama Martins, was brought to the narcotics unit of the police CID headquarters. When the suspect was brought in, a substance believed to be cocaine, wrapped in a brick-like manner, was in her custody. The substance was then sealed in the suspect's and the arresting officer's presence. The next day, the unit commander then, Thomas Oba, signed for the exhibit to be sent to the forensics scientific laboratory for testing. Detective Corporal Ahinkase noted that a sample was taken and the substance was sealed and handed over back to the CID headquarters, where Thomas Oba was in charge of his safekeeping. He said the suspect was later arraigned before court, but along the line, he was transferred from the narcotics unit to the Pukwasi police station. The case was then handed over to Detective Constable Joseph Owusu. At this point, Detective Corporal Ahinkase was cross-examined by the trial judge, Eric J. Barforce's representative. He affirmed that after he left the case due to his transfer, he couldn't confirm the safety of the exhibit. He also affirmed that he didn't keenly follow the progress of the case after he had handed it over to Detective Constable Joseph Owusu. When Detective Constable Joseph Owusu took the stand, he said when he took over the case, investigations were almost completed. He said after the suspect had evaded bail, she was rearrested and the trial reconvened. He said he, together with the Registrar of the Circuit Court, went to the Ghana Standards Board for the substance to be tested. He emphasized that on all the occasions that the police tendered in the exhibit as evidence, the seals on the envelope containing the substance was intact. The last to take the stand was the current head of the narcotics unit of the CID, Kofi Eje Traza. He also maintained that after the first test that established the substance to be cocaine, the unit kept it in a safe in his office and not in the exhibit room at the headquarters. He said due to the dangerous nature of cocaine and the street value of the quantity, the safe was found to be more secure. Sitting continues with the appearance of the state attorney who handled the case and others.
Augustus Akwi reporting.